getting people to seek eagerly and diligently in the Book of Life for their joy was a foundational principle for the German Pietists as they sought the spiritual renewal of individual believers, local congregations, and the Church as a whole. In this, Spener and other Pietists were simply following through on a key proposition of the Reformation, one its leaders had taught and worked toward, yet backed off from. When reformers such as Luther realized that encouraging the general populace to read, interpret, and apply the scriptures provoked challenges to the current order of society, they became alarmed and argued for a more hierarchically controlled communication of the Word of God. By Spener's time, the teachings of the various churches expressed in their confessions and creeds were generally understood to have equal authority to the scriptures. The Bible's purpose had become primarily to support what was already believed and understood, or at best, to use in arguments about how best to articulate such things. The idea of the scriptures having transformative power had long since been left behind. In sharp contrast, the Pietists understood the Bible to be an altar where one meets the living God. Far from simply being a receptacle for information, even God-inspired information, the Pietists held that the Scriptures are primarily a God-inspired gift for transformation. They taught that when we reverently approach the Bible, inviting the Holy Spirit to open our minds and hearts and lives to the Word of God, the Scriptures are the powerful means by which God can equip us to live out the good we were created to accomplish. They have the power to transform us by the renewal of our minds, as the Apostle Paul urges, so that we will not be conformed to this world, but rather able to discern and, by God's grace, do the will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Transformation, not just some minor adjustments to our lives and world, is what we need. And this is what is offered every time we come to the Scriptures, a transformation that leads us to live, as the Pietists often put it, in such a way that we bring glory to God and good to our neighbor. As we come to the Scriptures with a humble, repentant, willing spirit, God is able, by the power at work within us, to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This eager, expectant attitude in approaching the Bible is too frequently missed today, despite the Bible's status as a bestseller. Kenneth A. Briggs, a veteran religion reporter and author of the invisible bestseller, Searching for the Bible in America, finds that we still love the Bible to some extent as an artifact, as a keepsake, as a gift to people we think do read the Bible, even though we may not, so it remains very popular that way, and something almost like, I don't want to say quite rabbit's foot, but it's sort of like that. Every home should have at least one, and the average is between 4 and 5. Even when the Bible is studied, Briggs argues, we tend to treat it as either rote learning or what they used to call the banking system of education, where the banker hands out stuff and everybody takes it and leaves. Our focus in approaching the Scriptures is, at best, on increasing our knowledge rather than on transformation, or as Spener puts it, becoming altogether different people.